further sacrifices in addition to lowering thermostats may well be necessary. But I believe this country is tough enough and strong enough to meet that challenge.
As we entered the limousine at the conclusion of the oath ceremony and got out on Constitution Avenue, and all of us very quietly left the limousine, and I started walking down the highway and streets and could hear the vast crowd saying, "Look, look, look." And I was feeling very good until they said, "There goes Billy's brother." Before I leave, I thought you might be interested in knowing how the Vice President is doing. To be serious for a few minutes, I've gotten some very frequent calls from him. They've been fairly incoherent, unfortunately.